Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as the season ends here at the state tournament following a couple of losses for both of your girls, Kennedy Montgomery and Emma Smith, both competing among the best here again at Coralville, but done here after day one. Your thoughts, first of all, about just coming in as underdogs and what the girls mentality-wise needed to do to go out there and show their stuff.
Just overall, just pride, right? All we talk about in our program is effort and growth and staying positive, and our girls are doing that. And Emma and Kennedy represented really well here. I think if you look at the grit they showed, and people pay a lot of attention to seeds or whatever, we just pay a lot of attention to effort, and both our girls put on a good display of that, making progress in the areas that we've been working on in the wrestling room and applying those things and growing in that way. So just really, really proud of both of them. Great efforts all the way through the season, great effort today too.
Well, and growth, so important, especially with younger wrestlers, right? Sometimes for seniors, the goals can be a little bit different in the sense of maybe what they want to accomplish. But for both of them, when I talked to them this week, it was a lot about progress and just learning about this environment, being in this environment, and they had that opportunity.
For sure. It's a different area to learn and grow and develop that way. So it is a good experience that way. But yeah, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, the goal is still just progress and growth. And getting to state is a really fun thing, but I think these two showed progress and growth. And if you look at, if you take Kennedy, for example, the last 2 weeks of practice that she had, she really flipped the switch in the practice room and made some really good progress there. And then we saw it show up today with how she's moving, how she's getting to her toes instead of knees, and staying on the attack and staying moving and all those things. So just really proud of that. And then Emma just has as much grit as anybody in the building, probably. Go back to regionals and winning the ultimate tiebreaker, wrestling 8.5 minutes, not an easy task at all, right? And then getting put up against the one seed first round and the fight that she gave, I don't think anybody in the building outside of our camp maybe would have given her a chance to make it that far into the second period. And I think she just represented really well, and both of them should be really proud of their effort today and all season long.
We're here with Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls wrestling team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. The season ending here at state, but you mentioned regionals, and again, a new format this year with Class 2A, so kind of a different bracket that you have to navigate in terms of the teams that you're seeing and the quality of opponents, and had a very tough regional in the sense of a lot of girls who are doing well here at the tournament today that were there, and your girls battled, right? You had five girls who ended up putting themselves in a position to get themselves here, and several others who had some season best performances, some of who joined the team halfway through the year. Just how excited were you with how the whole team ended their season last week at regionals?
Oh, just incredibly excited. All up and down the lineup, you look at everybody, 100 through 190, the weights that we feel, like the effort was there, the heart was there. We saw progress on small things, big things that we've been working on from different wrestlers all throughout. It's hard to be anything but proud. You have the difficult emotions of seasons ending and people falling short of kind of pinnacle landmark points, whatever, in a career and all that stuff, but just incredibly proud. Like, we can be sad, we can be happy, but I think pride's the biggest thing that came through out of our effort there. We did have a lot of teams that were really tough at a regional. I like to think that we're one of those teams that made that regional as tough as it was, and I think our girls showed that and proved that. You look at how many girls were in the mix at that tournament in a loaded field, and it's, yeah, hard to be anything but proud of those girls.
And it's hard, so hard to look into the future here. But so we'll take a second to talk about your two seniors and what they meant. Had a chance to celebrate them near the end of the season with a couple of different home events. And then, of course, an opportunity to compete at regionals, both of them showing as much pride as they could. Your thoughts about your two seniors and what they mean to the program?
Both incredible, right? Incredible in a lot of different ways. Izzy's, We lost her partway through last season, and then she decided to come back, and we were so excited to have her in the room. And she's done such an awesome job. Her attitude's been great. She's been working hard. She's been just working to improve day after day, week after week. And she ended up close to 30 wins on the season, which is just an incredible performance. But more than that, we've seen her bond with her teammates. She livens up our wrestling room in a really positive way with her energy and her smile and sense of humor and everything. And she takes people off their feet on a wrestling mat, which is always fun to watch too. So really proud of her growth. And then when we get to Isabella, it's hard to think of enough words to describe her and what she's meant to the program. And I think just pillar is kind of the word that we're going with. We have different pillars in the program, but Isabella's maybe one of the most key ones. If you look to all 4 years of our program's existence, multiple-time qualifier, three-time captain, just a leader in how she comes in and works and pushes the people around her. And you look at the people around her, at the weights around her, and how tough they've gotten. That's a testament to her showing them how to work. and helping coach them up and grow. You look at the impact she's, I mean, she brought two sisters and a coach to the team too, right? So she's making an impact in every way. And then you look at what she's doing with our youth program, training up the future generation, as she's leading a lot of those youth practices. Her and Jenna are kind of our leaders for those as our captains. And her impact's going to be felt for a long time. Her name's going to be all over our record boards and everything. And but again, it's the character stuff that we're most proud of, right? Like how she's grown because of her work ethic, how she's grown because she's focused on the growth and the positivity, the culture that she's helped create as she picks people up even after tough days. Like, you look at regionals, and she's got one of the toughest matches, right, to end her career, and she comes off and is bummed and crying, and then she has to turn around and cheer for both of her sisters and her teammates as they go on, and she's there doing it. It'd be so easy to not, but there she was doing it, and just speaks to her heart and how that translates to the heart of our team.
And you talk about progress and the foundation. And again, you and I may have a chat about this sometime in the near future about what is next to come. You have two seniors, and you'll certainly miss them. But what they've built and the culture they built seems to be permeating throughout the room. And you've got a lot of excitement on the horizon. I know you got a little break here, but club coming up this summer for some of the girls. And seems like a lot of really fun possibilities when you start dreaming of what 26-27 could look like.
It's definitely a lot of fun looking forward, and it is tough to lose our two seniors, but it's also hard to not be excited about the group that we have returning. Like, to have a team that's this tough and has grown this much, and to think that we're returning all but two, like, it's a fun spot to be. And we look at the girls' union's adding state duels next year for girls wrestling, so it's fun to think about potentially being in the mix for that. I think we're going to be a tough out for a lot of teams, so. We're going to go down swinging if we go down, and we're going to win because we're swinging if we end up on top in any of those situations. So it's just a lot of fun. And in our off season, we don't have much of an off season because these girls love to wrestle and they love to wrestle hard. So our open mats start in a week or two, and we got girls wrestling at AAU State first weekend in March. We got girls signed up to wrestle AAU Twin Rivers in April, and girls with dreams of wrestling in Florida with some of the Iowa national teams and looking to do some freestyle. So, the number of girls that have already signed up for those things has been really encouraging to see that some of them can fall short of maybe where they hope to end up at the end of the season, but then they're right back in the room ready to work and ready to push each other and keep rising together. So really encouraged that way and really excited to see. I mean, we saw tremendous growth this year that it's the level of growth that we only dreamed about coming into the season, right? Like, it was like pipe dream levels of growth. Like, what if, and then all the what ifs happened in terms of growth from our girls. And so to have all of that coming back, and then like now we have new levels of what ifs, right? And so it's fun to be thinking forward on some of that stuff.
That's Adam Hale, head coach of the Pella Girls Wrestling Team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Their season ending here at the state tournament today. Adam, appreciate all your help, all the recaps you write up and all the above to make sure our audience can stay in tune with the excitement in these last 4 years of Pella Girls Wrestling. And it looks like the best is yet to come. Appreciate your time. And hopefully we were very busy in February with your girls next year.
Hope to be. Thank you, Andrew. Go Dutch.